To understand the basic landing configuration, you need to familiarize yourself with a few of the instruments that will aid you in catching the wire. These instruments are found in the HUD of your aircraft, but remember, this is where you'll find a few of the misrepresentations that the manual gives us. Let's look at the HUD. This is the FPI, or the Flight Path Indicator. The FPI is a HUD symbol that should display your aircraft's vertical direction in reference to the pitch ladder. Therefore, it should be displayed above your horizon line if you are climbing, and below the horizon line when you're descending. This is the HCP, or the HUD center point. Your descent rate is directly related to the distance between the HCP and the flight path indicator. Regardless of what your manual says, your aircraft will start to descend only when the HCP and the FPI are separated by 6 degrees or more. Now you can get to the business of configuring your aircraft for landing. The following busy work needs to be completed before you get within 4 miles of the Eisenhower. If you are running behind schedule, break off and circle around for another try. When you reach the marshalling point and start your approach, reduce the throttle to 15%, extend the brakes, and deploy the gear. Before you lower your flaps, test the aircraft's behavior with them up and down. There have been reports that the flaps may be more of a detriment than a benefit while landing. Descend to 2,000 feet and level out. Change into the navigational mode and look for that supply ship on your right. About that time, you can target the Eisenhower and watch the ILS, or Instrument Landing System, engage. If the ILS refuses to kick in, you can use the supply ship as your landing guide. After all, before aircraft had HUDs, the supply ship was all a pilot had to keep his approach path in order.